Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our humble little podcast. Welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. I'm your certified business coach. Michelle over there is your certified business coach, Noelle, as well as a long time, just amazing. I've seen her in action therapist. Each week, we bring you strategic topics of insight and encouragement to what we call that inner game that leads to a successful outer game of faith-based entrepreneurship. And that's how we launch those God-sized dreams into the marketplace of ministry. Today is, oh my goodness, can you even believe it? We are at the end. We are at Friday.
And New Year's
December.
is on a weekend this year.
Yeah,
Yay.
so December 31st. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Coach Noel. It's
Woo
been a ride. It's been awesome being with you this past year.
woo woo.
We're super excited to bring to you today. Oh my gosh, this guest, Rachel K. Rachel Khachaturian. We had her husband Josh on not too long ago. So you
Yeah.
can look up that one when he launched his book. And now we've got Rachel coming on to talk about her entrepreneurial journey. Her entrepreneurial journey is going to encourage you. Stay glued in here because
Yeah.
there will be nuggets for you to take away as you see where she started and where she ended. It's going to be amazing. So, with that, Coach Noel, how was your week? How are you doing? How are you hanging in there with the holidays and what's coming up and what's drinking?
We're well, they'll know this is recorded, right?
Yes,
So
we
I'm
are recording.
like, do I do this week or do I do my imaginary future holidays? I'm going to prophesy that my holidays were fabulous.
Yeah, family coming over and
Yes, my favorite cousin and aunt are coming up. We are getting matching pajamas for the whole family. Yeah, I'm super excited. I think I might take my aunt and my mama to tea, like a Christmas tea. So we've got some amazing things planned. And Christmas is a little much for me sometimes. I tend to focus on pulling back at Christmas. And then at New Year's, my husband and I have done it ever since we kind of launched our businesses. We take New Year's Day. And we go talk to God and talk to him about the businesses and the year and our family. So that's become like a really favorite thing. So that will be tomorrow.
Ooh, nice. And we do want to mention that we have coming up January 10th. January 10th, we are having a prep for 2022 day. If you want to join us, we're going to be dropping that link in the show notes. So we will have a place for you to join us for prep your 2022 for business. We're super excited about getting everybody where they need to be on track, on target, because we don't want you going around the mountain like we did. Way
Went
too.
around the mountain several times.
We know the
Oh,
mountain
and
pretty well.
it's free if you bring a friend.
Correct. Yes.
So
So.
yeah, you'll want to get a friend who's been struggling or kind of needs some help with getting some clarity and bring it. We're gonna have a blast.
Woohoo. All right. Well, with December 31st, I know that I will currently, when you see this, have a house full. Had no idea this many people were going to be here. So we are rapidly trying to finish the basement to have rooms for everybody. My parents, my sisters, and my son's girlfriend are all coming for New Year. Yeah, so we will have a huge house full, plus, of course, our two daughters and our new puppy. A new puppy. We didn't make it through the pandemic without succumbing to the new
Another
puppy pandemic. I don't know how many people we know that got new puppies during this time. So,
Rachel's raising her hand in the
you got one too. So she is on her, they are on their way to the airport right now, and we are praying to God that they get on board
Yeah.
because she's just a wee little thing. And so anyway, we're
Yeah,
that's our
everyone
stress.
pray.
Mine's a little distracted. So yes, that is our week. I'm super excited to have family in the house, though. Obviously, you guys know we moved to Utah, so not a whole lot of family interaction the last 6 months. 6 months we've been here now, actually almost seven. And so it'll be really great to have a house full
Yeah.
of family and
All your
friends.
peeps.
Yes. Awesome. And I'm drinking coffee, which is warm for now, but I want it to stay warm all day. And so I just want to bring on our guest because she's also not only an amazing entrepreneur, but she bought her husband the most amazing mug ever. And I want one for Christmas. Welcome, Rachel Cachadorian.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
You are. Thanks, oh my gosh. Coming. Yes, it's so great to have you on. You guys, if you got to see the episode with Josh, this is his better half, Rachel. They are both entrepreneurs who are so inspirational and just go-getters. So, Rachel, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And we love how your journey started out, because we know that it started out, you didn't even know how to sew. Is that correct? No, but she decided she was going to have a onesie business. And Rachel, let us see these cute, adorable little onesies that you made when you didn't even know how to sew.
Oh, sure. Actually, the business started with a baby nursery bedding line. That's where I started.
Okay. So you got your teeth on sewing sheets and little blankies and...
Oh, yeah. Blankets, pillow covers. I was making curtains. And just a step back, I needed to stay home I wanted to. So the desire of my heart was to stay home with my children. And I had a really great job in corporate America where we were getting a nice paycheck. Mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, this is really in me. I want to stay home with our kids. Do you think that is possible? And Josh, he's so supportive. He's like, absolutely. Pray to find a way. And I'm like, okay. So that's what I did. And I believed that the Lord would give me wisdom on how to do it. And, you know, the word says, if you earnestly seek after God and his wisdom, and you believe that he'll give it to you, he will. Mm-hmm. And he did. Mm-hmm. So I started to have a desire to learn how to sew, which was nothing that had ever been in me. Like, not one crafty bone in my body before that time. Like nothing. And I was like, okay, Lord, this must be you, because I have a desire to learn this. And so I went from not knowing anything to going to YouTube, watching tutorials, borrowing a sewing machine from my mother, all of a sudden having a desire to make my own sewing patterns. Wow. Because the patterns that I had weren't right. And so I'm like, oh, this isn't right. I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I was creating things that were catching on in the market where I was selling, which was Etsy.
Yeah.
So not only did he give me the idea of how I could stay home, he was giving me innovation too. And so, like, he's so amazing. He always gives us more than we could ever imagine. And it's never the way we think it's going to be. And, I love it.
And I love how you're bringing out things that we actually teach in our launch school. Like, we talk about, what can you leverage? You leveraged your mom's sewing machine, and that you just you led forth with faith that, you know, there was a resource for you, and not only the tangible, we talk about the intangible, like God gave you intangible things that you could not put your hands around, the innovation. This is beautiful. I just love this story. So take us through how that transformed to what came next.
Sure. Okay. So it went quickly. So as I was obedient to what he was revealing to me, things started to snowball where I was getting tons of orders, and I couldn't, like, I was staying up until 3-4 in the morning sewing so that I could stay up during the day with my little ones. Mm-hmm. And so I was hiring people. So not only was it blessing our family, but we were able to bless other women in our church and community that wanted to also work from home.
Wow.
And so in the first year, we made over six figures, which was my goal. It was over my goal because I said, Lord, please match, at least match what I'm making in my job. And he did. Mm. And he continued to grow it. A few years later, we opened another business. And this is what we started making. So this little outfit, it's a coming home outfit for newborns. So it comes with the hat and the onesie and the little pants. And again, he was giving me patterns on how to make these things. So
they're a little wrinkled now,
but you know,
how it's adorable.
Yeah. So he just kept growing and growing as we were obedient and listening and not going to where our natural minds would pull us.
I love that. Because
can I ask a question about that, Rachel? So when you said God got, you know, you were praying for these things and then you had a desire to sow, because I think a lot of us entrepreneurs, we kind of go to, well, that's kind of crazy, and start to talk ourselves out. Like, how would you say for our listeners, how did you know it was God? And how was it that you kind of were able to follow through and not talk yourself out of it?
I always have a very strong inclination that it's God. When it is something, a thought, if you want to call it an imagination or whatnot, mm-hmm. that comes to me that I know is not me. Mm-hmm. So when I started like thinking I should learn how to sew, I'm like, whoa, okay, Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing to me? this could be nightmarish to me if I let my feelings come in, because I didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, so if this is where I'm supposed to go, I follow it.
Okay. I think that's really key, because it could be something where you're like, I don't want it. Like you said, I don't really want to do, like, sewing's not my jam. Like, I don't want to do this, Lord. And so a lot of us kind of walk away from this golden path that God has got for us, because mm-hmm. it's not something we want to do, but we don't even realize that we don't even know what we want sometimes. And so I just love this part of your story, that it can hopefully can encourage somebody who's like, I got this crazy idea, I don't want to do it, but I know, I mean, I was kind of there too, Rachel, with this whole launching coaching. I wanted to just make my little candles and stay behind a computer. And God's like, no. Mm-mm. And I'm like, no. So we do, I think this is huge in the journey, that there will probably be a point in everybody's journey where we get a God idea and we're kind of adverse to it. And so I love that you brought it out, that it was actually, you know, sewing, because yeah, it wouldn't be my jam either.
On your radar. So what has it been like since you followed that, even though you were doing something you never saw yourself doing?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's been a lot of stretching. Mm-hmm. So I over the last 10 years have gone through, like, I'll call it the fire. Mm-hmm. Like, I have had a lot of things that have needed to be burned away. I mean, it's a continual journey, right? Mm-hmm. So as I've gone through, I've learned diligence more. Mm-hmm. I have, because the end of my journey, well, not the end, but the last portion of my journey is I started to teach creatives how to open Etsy shops. And like you said, Michelle, that was nothing I ever wanted to do. Like the opposite of like, to put me in front of a bunch of people would be like the last thing that I would want to do. And it was because of my husband. My husband and another mentor of mine pushed me, like literally pushed me. Like if we like literally pushed me. And and then I got to mentor a ton of people, and it's been amazing. So when I think about that first idea or that first prompting I got to learn how to sew, I thought that it was, oh, he's answering my prayer for me. Mm-hmm. But actually, mm-hmm. he answers our prayers for everyone, because mm-hmm. I never thought that I would be meeting all these other creatives that wanted to learn how to to sew and to do all these other things on that side. Mm-hmm. So if I had known, and so he'll trick you, he'll keep things a secret. Because if he had told me that part, then I absolutely would not have jumped in. So, yeah.
I love it. And I was in Rachel's launching of this creatives, and it was fire. I mean, we had so many people in that group having huge successes. Their stores were taking off. She has these golden nugget secrets that in this course that I had been doing online sales for. I'd never heard things that she knew of how to run your store. And so, Rachel, it was great being on that end of it as well, to see that, you know, God was truly leading you to raising you up to serve other women. And so from there, you were leading women, and you're having these Etsy shops that are just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then what? I mean, God just keeps doing, like, you just like, really? It keeps going? Like, it just doesn't seem to end, right? Yeah. I mean, once we're in the groove, it's like, God's like, okay, I got you by the hand. And we're so much, I think, more ready to keep launching into new things. And, and so I'd love to hear what he's doing now for you and in you and through you.
Yeah. So I strongly believe that we should have multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. Just to protect ourselves from who knows what, you know. Mm-hmm. I have five right now. My goal is seven. And, you know, for instance, you know, Etsy, great platform, but they can shut your shop down in a second, and you can lose, depending on how big it is, you can lose hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, mm-hmm. you know, Facebook, if they decide to deplatform you, which has happened to me.
Oh, wow.
thank goodness, or not deplatform, but they close your business account or they close your ad account. It's happened to me. They closed me down for 6 months last year. And wow. If I didn't have the other portion, my other businesses, we would be in major trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these past few months, I've been asking the Lord, so what's next? What do you want me to do? And so my plans, so these are all in infant stages. I am planning on doing a new print on demand business. And for those of you that don't know what that is, so basically you put products up for sale, and then there's another company that makes the product, personalizes the product, and ships the product. So you never touch it. And so you're just selling it and promoting it. So we're going to do a personalized jewelry line. And then I'm also doing now something I never, ever, I literally said to the person that asked me 2 years ago, I literally said never. I said, I will never join a direct sales company. Never. And so, guys, never say never.
Mm,
so, yeah, the Lord had me go back and revisit that. He was really prompting me. And I was like, oh. okay. So I went back, and this is a dear friend of mine that invited me, and I joined her, and it's been amazing. Wow. So, and what's awesome too is that because of my yes, I've been able to bless other women with this Christian company. So it's been incredible. It's been so good. And so I was glad that I was able to push past that fear, because wherever there's fear, there's greatness. on the other side, right? So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just do it, okay. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been much different than I had imagined. So those are the things. Oh, and a YouTube channel as well. So
right okay. Now, it never ends. I have a next question then.
Yeah.
So a lot of our listeners are mamas. Mm-hmm. And you talked about wanting to stay home with your kiddos. Like, how do you run all this and keep your work and life and all of that balanced?
At first, it was not easy, because especially when they're little, you know, because I had to schedule everything around them, and still I do, still I do, which is the beauty of having your own business, right? And that's why I did it. But in the beginning, I would time block. So that's a big tool that I use, you know, and I tell my family, okay, if my door is shut, do not come in.
Yeah, good.
You can't, because once you're focused, if someone walks in, they say it takes 20 minutes to get refocused into what you're doing.
So and they think it's a simple question like, oh, where's the sugar? Or where's the, no, because that leads to, oh, don't use that sugar. Use the other sugar. Oh, let me just show you. And then you're gone, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So yes, that's a huge thing that I do. And now that my businesses have grown, I hire people to help me. So I have a lady, and I was always like, no, I can do everything. I can cook. I can clean. I can give my husband all the attention he needs, and my children all the attention they need. You know, I can do everything, which is so not true. So now I definitely use a grocery service. You know, if I'm busy, I will.
Instacart.
Yes. Instacart is amazing. So we use Instacart. I went to care.com and I found an amazing woman who will cook for me. She will clean for me. She organizes for me. And so whatever I need on that particular day, she comes in and I'm like, okay, Barbara, which I love her, she's amazing. She comes in and I'm like, okay, could you do laundry today? Or could you maybe meal prep for the day? And it's been a game changer.
So she can kind of do it all, whatever. I need to go to this website.
Yes.
You know, they're really good, and they're all review based. And I believe they background check everyone. So a mentor of mine had told me about it. And I'm like, all right, if this is good for her, then it could be good for me too. So I took it and ran with it.
Oh, nice. Love it. Great nuggets of wisdom. Because yes, there will be times where I think we start feeling that overwhelm, and giving yourself permission to say, it's okay. I can't, I don't need to do it all. And I can bless somebody else and bring them in as well. So
I've actually taken some notes over here. You dropped some really good.
If you look at the Proverbs 31 woman, she had help. She didn't do everything herself. You know, I think a lot of us, when we think of the Proverbs 31 woman, we think of, oh, she just had it all together, which she did, but she did it with help.
And it was a lifetime achievement. It wasn't like, oh, this is what I do daily. No, it was like, this is a recap of her life.
You go into it, yeah.
Not a daily routine. Love that. So, Rachel, we're coming to the end of our time here. What would there be any last piece of advice that you would give to launching entrepreneurs, or those going to a next level, or taking on a new phase of their business, that you would think would really just inspire them to keep going, or to transition well to whatever God is calling them to?
So for faith-based entrepreneurs, I absolutely say strategize with the Lord. You know, because he will give you the answers that you need. I mean, this is no secret to him what you're going through, and you know, the desires of your heart, because he put them there. And so, you know, if you just spend time with him and ask him for the wisdom that you need, he'll give it to you. And also, sometimes you just have to move. You have to move without knowing the whole plan, without knowing the whole blueprint. And yeah, it's scary, but fear is a really good indicator that that's where you should be going.
Perfect.
Like 9 times out of 10, if there's fear in front of you, run towards it.
Right track.
Yeah, you're on the right track, because you know what? The enemy, he doesn't waste his time trying to scare us away from destruction.
Yeah, right.
That's so good.
You know, he's like, yes, come on this way. There's no fear there, right? So he'll draw you to that. But anything that's like life-giving or that will prosper you, he's going to guard that like nobody's business.
Such good advice.
That's wonderful. So good.
Spoken like a true champ there, overcoming all of her hurdles to come to the top of really seeking the Lord and getting, gosh, 5 streams of income going on her journey to 7. We're going to have you back when you get this next one launched, okay?
Absolutely.
I want to hear how this goes. And so super excited to have you on, Rachel. I think this is going to be a huge blessing to a lot of people who check in, because they don't have a support system around them to really encourage them. It's so hard to find other people who understand what God's calling us to. It's a unique gifting that it seems like most of our family and friends just don't quite get. So I just thank you for spending your time with us today to encourage these women who God is calling up, raising up, and there's probably is a lot of fear. And I know there was for me too. So thank you so much for spending the time with us today. I know you have a lot of things that you could be doing.
Yeah, several different things. It sounds like.
Well, thank you. Thank both of you for inviting me. It's such an honor to be able to speak to your audience, and I'm really honored to be able to be here.
Oh, well, of course you are, because you're just amazing. And so, all right, guys, we are going to probably head into Friday Fire, and so our membership group, get ready for us to come on over into Friday Fire. If you want to connect with us, and we are offering for you a business idea evaluation, but it's not just 15 minutes right now. We are doing a full 30-minute business evaluation. So hop on our link, get your free evaluation. We want to meet you. We want to see what's going on and see how we can help you. Okay, so come on in. There's the link in Calendly. Book with us. And to our coaching group, we will see you shortly. All right. Thanks, everyone. And we'll see you next Friday on BizChat.